Sunday morning, 4:03:22. I was pondering a lot of times on Sunday morning before the service. The Lord will just give me little snippets. And one of them was, you always hear, they say. And the Lord just said to me, pretty well everything in the world is something that they have said. And I said, then we should probably go just the opposite direction, shouldn't we, Lord? And he said, yeah. If you hear them saying you ought to be doing this, then you better reconsider and think, well, I best do the opposite. Because the kingdom of God is just the opposite. Absolutely. What men say is impossible, God says all things are possible to him who believes. I want to read this is a prophet's corner uncut. The title of this is Enlarge Your Tent. We need to not get locked into our thinking. It's the only thing that can lock you in. I don't care if you're in a prison. Because God can deliver people out of prison. But he can't do anything or much with a closed mind. Your tent is your state. State. I'm enlarging your tent and stretching your tent pegs further than you have been before. Where do you stretch? It's not physically, but mentally, your thinking. This is the production center. It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. As you stretch in your thinking, you will begin to embrace possibilities you have never considered before. For you see, I deal with the impossible. I make the impossible possible. This is going from glory to glory, being transformed into my image. It's not physical, but it's mental. Avoid any little fox that would spoil your vine. This is your thinking processes. Avoid going down paths of thinking that would limit you in any way. Cast it down immediately. Dare to stretch yourself beyond. You can do this with your imagination. This is what I gave it to you for. It preceded my creating the earth and all you see. It will precede your creating also. I can't do anything with someone that is boxed in their thinking. Jesus talked about you can't put new wine into old wineskins. I want you thinking above and beyond, for this is how I think and operate, and you're made in my image and likeness. It is time to get past that boxed-in mentality of just supplying your need. It's time for above and beyond. When you get to above and beyond, then I will begin to stretch you to above and beyond that. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Most think this is up to me, but I say, nay, you make the call. Barely get along or above all, you can ask or think. And you have to really be, especially at our age, we have to quit thinking like old people or old agers or AARP and get discounts at the store because I'm old. You can't afford that kind of thinking. You have to think Moses, 120, eyes not dim, natural force not abated. As most are preparing for famine across the world, just listen to their words. They have set their course. I want you to prepare for plenty. Do not buy into Satan's narrative. Those that walk by faith pull their provision from another place. Keep your mindset right and you will avoid the plight. Even when the world is in famine, you can live in plenty. We're going to read that, Genesis 26. We're boiling down to timelines here. Which timeline are you going to walk? The broken down way of the world or God's higher way? All right, Genesis 26, 1. And there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. So he's saying, don't go to the world. sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments and statutes and my laws, and Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And then verse 12, then Isaac sowed seed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. He had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. That's why they think all these preachers, I saw a deal about Joel Osteen. It was a meme that it showed something about him. Oh yeah, I'm going to give up my mansion for the refugees of Ukraine. He said, just kidding. You know, it was making fun of him. And I don't know about Joel Osteen and his life. It's not even my business. But the point is most people, even church people, they want to throw stones at those that God has blessed, that really follow the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom doesn't have any beggars, doesn't have any shacks. Yeah. But that's the way the world thinks. I think, well, you must be stealing from the offering plate. I'm thinking, do you get a salary? Does anybody tell you what to do with your salary? It's that old thinking. And that's the devil's thinking. All right, let's keep going. As I have opened your mind to timelines, always know that you choose. This is how I operate, and this is how I want all who belong to me to operate. I don't have any welfare programs where I live or shacks either. There are only estates with mansions here, as in heaven, so in earth. The kingdom of God is open 24/7, and it does not have famines or plights. It only has a full supply. We're going to read a couple more scriptures. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. The Lord spoke to us in a word yesterday about how you prepare for famine. You prepare. You give. That's how you prepare. Most of the world, the way they prepare for famine is they're hardened. They go to the grocery store and they got 15 packs of toilet paper and 20 bundles of water, and people are just wanting to get one and they hoard everything. And so when you need to go to the store and get something, there ain't nothing left. This is the way the world prepares for famine. They got their warehouse and they've got it full of stuff for them. You know what they said about the man that had the mansion? He said, I'm going to pull down my barns and build bigger barns. And the Lord said, you fool, tonight your soul be required of you. And then who's going to get all this stuff? He wasn't rich. He was not rich in God. He just had smarts, worldly smarts. And he did that and he ended up losing his life and losing all his stuff. That's the world's way. All right. All right, verse 1, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil should be upon the earth, like a famine. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. In other words, things are going on, stuff's happening, but you just keep on sowing. You don't change. You don't change because the kingdom of God does not change. It's not subject to famines or plights or anything else that's going on out there. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. Well, you know, especially retired people, I'm telling you what. They get in this mode, well, we're on a fixed income. We just can't give, you know. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. I'm telling you, God cannot do anything with a boxed-in mind. You know what a boxed-in mind is? It's a grave. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, Even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Now think about that, the wonder of a baby being formed in the womb and how miraculous that is. And it's in secret. He's saying that's how the kingdom operates. It's behind the scenes. It's miraculous, but it works. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. All right, the one who sows will always be covered, for he has set kingdom ways into operation. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall be given to your bosoms. The Lord said this, cast, give, and it is a seven-step return. One, give. Two, it shall be given unto you. Three, good measure. Four, pressed down. Five, shaken together. Six, running over. Seven, men shall give unto you. Danny said something yesterday in that word that God gave him. He said, decrease to increase. And don't forget first fruits. I'm teaching you the ways of the kingdom. It is already inside you, but it is physically coming to the earth. When you stretch mentally, you increase physically. When you stretch mentally, you increase physically. Everybody's wanting, I want to stretch physically before I ever believe mentally, okay? They want to stay in their old mindsets and do their own thing, their old ways, and expect to come out of this okay. Whatever area you think to change, it will work. Healing, finances, relationships, business, kind of like the back that the Lord gave the word about. You make the call. It has always been in your hands. This is how you possess your land. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, I took them the long way around. They were not mentally prepared to take Canaan at that time. It was only an 11-day journey, but they were not ready. This is how I have been with you. I've had to take you the long way around. If I did not get your thinking straightened out, you would not be able to maintain it. Your thinking, your tent has to stretch to receive. Everybody wants it. Give it to me now. Well, you know what? If God gave it to you now, you'd blow it and it'd be gone with the wind. And I know that for a fact. If you don't, you have to learn to handle wealth. God will not give his riches to those who don't, he can't even take care of their own business. You know what I'm saying? Can't take care of that. You have to learn to do that. And we've all been careless with money. But we're learning to do it his way. Do not despise the days of small beginnings. The journey is not a leap or a race, but a step at a time. Look how far you have come. I'm taking you to an even larger place. Prepare for it. There'll be more than you could ask or think. So when what's coming down, the Lord wants us to be thinking, not the way of the famine or the plight, but the way of the kingdom.
Is that it?
On that one.